Hello, we come to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Church. We're doing a series at the present time in Matthew chapters 5 to 7, known as the Sermon on the Mount. Before we go any further, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again that your word contains all we need to know about how to live the Christian life. So help us to see and understand and apply what Jesus says for us in this passage. We pray through our Lord Jesus. Amen. So we're reading this morning Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 8. And Jesus is speaking. He says, "When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, you disciples, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him." In the first century, in theatres, Roman and also Greek actors were called hypocrites. And by that, it didn't necessarily mean it was an insult, but they were putting on an act. They actually had masks, large masks that contained mechanical devices to amplify their voices, because they were playing a part, acting on the stage to be seen by the audience. So our Lord uses the word hypocrite in a slightly different kind of way. One thing he emphasizes, we shouldn't be praying to be seen, neither in the equivalent of the synagogue, in church, or in public places like street corners. We're to pray privately where God still sees. Amazingly, he wants us to have a special one-to-one conversation with him, the eternal God. How wonderful and amazing that is. Kind of thing that he was condemning was an example I saw when my father took me on a cycle tour in Ireland, and we covered 1200 miles in the 3 weeks we were there. And in the Republic, one day we were outside a Roman Catholic church, and there was this priest. He got his prayer book, which he was holding up in front of him, and he wanted everybody to see that he was reading that. He was mouthing the words, but silently, so everybody would be impressed. He was a really holy kind of man. But that's the attitude that Jesus condemns. We are not to pray to be seen by other people, who can therefore have a good impression of our spirituality. And then the other thing that Jesus condemns here is using lots of words. Don't multiply words in order to be heard. Some people think they can keep on troubling God until he gives in. Rather like the unjust judge who He had a lady coming to him, and eventually the judge, who didn't regard God or man, but he said, this woman's going to wear me out. I'll give her what she asked for. No, that's not the kind of thing. Well-meaning her request was, and it doesn't mean that there was anything wrong with that, but there was certainly something wrong with the judge's attitude. Whereas our Father in heaven, he doesn't regret having to give us things. He wants to. He's a God of love. He loves us. And just like we earthly parents want to give good gifts to our children, so God the Father wants to do the same for his children, followers of the Lord Jesus. Of course, there are times when we don't know what to pray for, and that's when the Holy Spirit helps us to pray. Isn't that wonderful? That's what Paul told us in Romans. The whole question of how long we should go on praying is a difficult one in some ways. But there are indications that maybe we shouldn't just keep on praying and praying. For example, the Apostle Paul, he prayed three times about something which he called his thorn in the flesh, which clearly was a great trouble to him, and he probably thought that if God removed it, he'd be able to serve better. But he didn't get an answer, although the answer he got was, my grace is sufficient for you, that my strength is made perfect in weakness. So he doesn't always answer our request just as we would wish. In fact, the Apostle Paul, when he understood the answer, he was thrilled that God's power was made perfect in Paul's human weakness. And so also we must remember that our Father knows what we need before we start praying. That doesn't mean to say that we shouldn't pray. Like any father of a young child, they love to hear what their child would like. They might give that and so on, but it isn't a question of trying to nag God to give us what we want, so that we'll be like spoiled children. A Roman Catholic priest in Ireland, when my father and I were there on a cycle tour many years ago, he was walking in front of his church, and he got a prayer book in his hand. I presume it was a prayer book. And he was actually mouthing the words, but silently, you know. And he wanted to impress people how religious a man he was, which quite clearly is something which here the Lord Jesus condemns. And then this whole matter of just feeling that somehow if we keep on praying and praying, eventually God will give in and give us what we ask. But that isn't right either. And sometimes we can want to impress people in religious meetings. A man was asked to open in prayer at this large evangelistic meeting, and obviously he thought he was going to do his best, so he started praying and he went on and on, and eventually the evangelist interrupted him and said, while our brother finishes his prayer, we will sing a hymn, which obviously would have embarrassed him. So our Lord Jesus is not asking us to put on an act when we pray. Rather, we must be absolutely open and honest with our Father in heaven and follow Jesus' instructions. May he help us to do that. Let's pray. And so, Heavenly Father, grant that wisdom and discernment to pray in such a way which our prayers will be answered, whether it is no or wait or yes. And so we shall find greater benefits in our praying. In the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.